This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk to you. What are we celebrating? Day of the Dead, I think.
Yeah.
And, of course, the puzzle.
Actually, I'm flying to Turkey for the World Puzzle Championship, and I'll be away all this week.
And
it's a city called Antalya on the Mediterranean coast.
Well, safe passage and good weather.
Thanks a lot.
Will, would you remind us of the challenge you gave us last week?
Yes, I said take the name Boris Karloff. It contains the letters of Oslo, O-S-L-O, in left to right order, although not consecutively. And I asked you to write down these three names, Leonardo da Vinci, Frank Sinatra, and Stephen Douglas. Each of these conceals the name of a world capital in left to right order, not in consecutive letters. What capitals are these?
Well, Will, it would be great if we could get the capital of Turkey in the answer since you're going there. What is the answer?
Well, Leonardo da Vinci has London. Frank Sinatra has Ankara. Unfortunately, I won't be in Ankara. I'll be in Istanbul and Antalya. And Stephen Douglas has Seoul.
Well, close enough. We received more than 3,400 entries this week. And from the correct entries, our randomly selected winner is Lee Shipper from Berkeley, California. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm grand, thank you. So how long did it take you to get the world capitals?
Well, I was cycling up a very bad hill in the Berkeley Hills, and I suddenly blurted out Ankara. My wife got London, and then I figured out Seoul.
Well, you ready to play the puzzle and say hi to Will?
I'm ready. Hi, Will.
Hey, Lee. Well, and Jackie, every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form of blank and blank. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. Fill the blanks with two words that will complete the answer phrase. But here's the twist, that words that complete the sentence are homophones of the words in the answer phrase. For example, when the vegetable store received a fresh supply of blank, excited customers lined up in blank. You'd say P's and Q's. A fresh supply of P's, the customers lined up in Q's, and P's and Q's is a familiar phrase.
All right, I'm reaching for... I'm reaching for, you know, one of those grab balls.
Some aspirin.
I thought about saying that.
Here's number one. It has been difficult to involve the blank in northern Iraq, but we must find a blank.
Kurds and Way.
Good job.
Excellent. Excellent.
Number two. The warship had a blank of 20,000 tons as it was put out to blank. Yes.
Anchor.
No, what's that familiar phrase? Wait and...
Wait and see.
That's it. Put out to sea. Good job. In London's blank park, we watched a religious discussion between a Muslim and a blank. Hide and seek so fast.
Oh, wow. You are fast, Lee.
The sharp jolt in the jousting contest left one of the blank in a blank.
Night and days.
Nights in a daze,
night
that's
days.
Right. In ancient Mongolia... Tales in poetry and blank entertained the royal blank.
Tales and poetry.
What's the opposite of poetry?
Prose.
Yeah, that's that. Prose and...
Prose
Who
and
are
cons.
The pros and cons. Nice. Try this one. At the seafood restaurant, composer Lawrence Blank ordered filet of blank. Composer Lawrence Blank ordered...
And I should know this.
That's it. Heart and...
Soul.
Heart and soul. Good.
Ah.
And here's the last one. If your landline telephone isn't working, you can still contact me blank blank. If your landline telephone isn't working, you can still contact me blank blank. That first blank is a two-letter preposition.
Buy.
Uh-huh. Buy and...
Buy, sell.
Uh-huh. And buy and sell. Nice job.
Whew. Truly impressive. Well, as a longtime listener who has done, I think, a most impressive job, don't you agree, Will?
Yes.
You get to take home some wonderful prizes for playing the puzzle. But in addition to that, we have an S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E, a very special guest, to tell you about the prizes, a couple of clues. She's my office mate, best friend, maid of honor at my wedding, and the host of NPR's Morning Edition. Say hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi, all, and hi, Lee.
And she is?
Lily, hello, hello.
Renee Monte.
That puzzle actually might be my all-time favorite, and I listen to the puzzles, too. The pros and cons was so elegant, because you're talking K-H-A-N, the cons.
Thanks a lot.
Renee has something special, too, because Morning Edition is celebrating its what?
Its 30th anniversary. Morning Edition went on the air 30 years ago.
And I think that, Renee, you're going to tell Lee what he wins for playing the puzzle today.
Lee, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and Will Short's latest book series. Will Short's presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and now the new CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. So congratulations, and I guess you've got plenty to do with that box full of stuff you're going to be getting.
Well, I have 25 hours of flying next month. I've got lots to do in the plane.
Great.
Well, that was truly fantastic. Thanks so much, Renee. And before we let you go, Lee, tell us what member station you listen to, please.
KQED, live and on the web, and I'm a member.
Well, this is all great. Lee Shipper from Berkeley, California, that was absolutely outstanding. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you all.
So, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs mathpuzzle.com. Take the name Noah Adams, as in the former host of All Things Considered. Add the phrase false teeth. You can rearrange all 19 letters to name a famous work of literature. What is it? So again, Noah Adams, N-O-A-H-A-D-A-M-S, add false teeth. Rearrange all 19 letters to name a famous work of literature. What work is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner. You'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Renee, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Will, Jackie, it was lovely.
And happy birthday to Morning Edition, and Will, have a great trip to Turkey. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.